Hello, communitarians, and welcome to The Voice, where we do the same thing we normally do, except we do it with our mouths. I'm joined this evening by...
The Thief.
Another communitarian who's going to help us do our first ever collaborative voice post. We've got a couple of news stories to drop on you tonight. We've been diligently surfing the web.
Yes, we have.
And we come up with a couple of tasty ones for you. The first one, you may or may not have known that the Nintendo 3DS has been reported by a couple of notable sites to have been causing eye pain to the point where Nintendo's issued an advisory to take a 15-minute break every 30 minutes of play.
Usually when I've come up on like 3D games or like 3D anything, usually you'd think that you'd need like a few minutes to regain. But I mean, as far as 3D gaming goes, like, you're sitting there playing, why would you want to take a break when you're so into, like, games like that? So, I mean, that's going to be a huge stretch, not only for Nintendo, but for Sony as well, to actually get around the hump as far, because they're also making 3D games as it is, like, with Killzone 3 actually just came out this past week, so...
Yeah, I mean, apparently their normal policy is you're supposed to take a break, a 15-minute break every hour. And, I mean, you know, every half hour, it's just like, what are you going to get done
in a
half hour?
Yeah, of course. And when it comes to games, like, I love Nintendo, as pretty much everybody knows. But as far, like, and when I heard about the 3DS, I was ecstatic. But as far as it goes, I'm hoping that that's not the case when it comes to 3D. And, I mean, there's no glasses, so...
Yeah.
Everybody is pumped about it. There's pre-orders going through the roof. People are expecting the 3DS to actually sell over 3 million copies. So, I mean, as far as that goes, I'm really hoping that it won't end up as bad and you'll be okay to play it. But if not, I'm just going to be disappointed that I'm going to have to switch down to 2D if that's the case.
Yeah, I mean, I have a feeling that it's going to be something that's not, you know, maybe it's a little more... maybe getting a little more hype just because it is like new technology.
Yes.
I'm sure there's going to be people who are out gunning for it. And I mean, yeah, I'm excited about it, you know, because you know, I've purported a hater of 3D in movies.
Of course.
I mean, this is a little different. I mean, gaming, the idea is always to make things more immersive, and if that can be done in a way that doesn't require me to wear goofy goggles, then, you know.
Of course. Especially good. When there are people who have to wear glasses and things like that. It's irritating. So... When I watched E3 last year, I was very, very excited to see all of this, especially with like games like The Legend of Zelda being ported to 3D, Ocarina of Time, I mean, Kid Icarus, the new Resident Evil, Revelations is coming out. They're going to have crazy, crazy people as far as developers like Ubisoft and Konami, Capcom. Everybody is going to be wanting their hands on this.
I just can't wait until they start putting it on systems that I like to play.
Of course.
Rather than Nintendo Sock Machines. let's see, what else do we have? Oh, this is an interesting one. An article on psgroove.com states that there's now a way, there's a program called PSID Patch just dropped today that is going to be able to allow banned PS3 users to get back on the PSN. I don't know. I think this is huge if it's true. I mean,
especially, and actually, earlier this week, I want to say, I watch Hard News on Screw Attack regularly, and Daily Destin actually ended up saying that there was something, Sony is trying to make a hack-proof console. It's really laughable, but I mean... Even with Sony's new patch and everything to try and get people who are hacking the PS3s off, there's no way that they're going to end up doing this, especially now that this man or these people who work at this website ended up doing all of this. So, I mean, it's going to be pretty hard in the future to really stop people from doing things like this, but...
Where do you come down on that? Do you think that they should be able to have tighter control over their systems?
I don't really know. I mean... I feel like as far as that goes, there's certain ways with not only, like, I feel this has to do with sort of piracy as well, but, I mean, it's hard to really judge because I personally don't want to do anything that would ruin my console, but, I mean, hey, if anybody's willing to stick their neck out to try and end up doing something like that, then All the power to you.
Yeah, I think we just have to. There's, you know, this battle's been going on for a long time, and I think it's just like, I think it's just the nature of the community that, you know, people are going to try and, you know, they're tinkerers at heart. You know, they're going to try and take apart their toys, make them run better, faster.
I don't ever expect anybody to not do this. I actually, usually on my Wii, what I usually don't get when it comes to games, I usually go on Virtual Console, and I will pay, that's about $20 for 2,000 points, and you'll usually buy old school games from like NES, Super Nintendo, and I bought it, and one of my friends actually said to me, why not just use an emulator and just put it on a system? And I mean, I wouldn't mind it, but as far as, I just don't really feel that I need to, like, as far as with hacking and everything goes like that, I don't really feel like, I feel like I'm sort of giving back in a way for them giving me these games to play.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that's definitely, perhaps would be a bit better if people took that stance. It's definitely not going to be. It's not going to go away. You know, I think companies are just going to have to start finding a way to pad the bottom line so that they can let these people, you know, do what they're going to do with their system. It's all about seems to be all about, you know, open source and being able to have free access to your console and everything else.
Definitely.
This is going to be interesting. I can't wait to see, you know, what Sony's response is going to be. If this turns out to be a big deal.
I mean, Sony's been usually diligent when it comes to... They've been... I don't know if I want to say diligent, but they've been focused on, like, as far as hackers and everything. But, I mean, I don't know how they can really protect this as far as, like... There's always going to be somebody who's trying to push the boundaries as far as Sony's consoles are concerned.
Oh, definitely. I mean, that's pretty much a given. Okay, yeah, back to Nintendo sucking it up. the Wii Dare.
Oh, my God.
The adult-themed game for Wii. This is a real thing. We found it's, documentation.
It's absolutely real.
Yeah, and we found for you, because we care, the trailer for the game, and that is going to accompany the post.
My God.
Or at least a link to it will. It's on YouTube.
You gotta be kidding me.
And so basically, the idea is, it's basically everything that happens during, you know, four gamers get together, and it's like this. It's like
gamers.
Yeah, right. You know, it's like beautiful living room in a very expensive house. You're four of your most beautiful friends. There's women there, somehow.
Yeah, I mean...
I don't know, I guess maybe you lied and told them you were watching Pretty Little Liars or something. And so they came.
Maybe Desperate Housewives was on.
Yeah, right.
It was during the commercials.
You have your dual boxing, Wii Sex, and Cougar Town.
Yeah,
or whatever.
Pretty much.
Whatever ladies like that.
I guess so.
I know pretty much all about that. It's made by Ubisoft. I didn't even see that before.
Ubisoft, I mean, God, like, I said at the beginning, I'm a huge Nintendo fan, but why? Like, I really, really feel like Ubisoft just attempts to, like, drain Nintendo of any, as soon as you get, like, a line of good games that come out for the Wii, Ubisoft is like, hey, see ya, you don't have a good line anymore. Nintendo came out with Donkey Kong, Kirby, Super Mario Galaxy 2, a bunch of good games this past year, as well as, like, Ubisoft came out with Red Steel 2. And then this year they come out with Just Dance 2. Like, yeah, it's fun, but I mean...
This is the same people... I was going to say this is the same people that brought us Assassin's Creed Brotherhood, but then I'm seeing that they're also the same people that are going to be bringing us Michael Jackson The Experience.
It's actually already out.
Maybe.
Michael Jackson Experience is already out, but... I mean... These guys made, like, the Assassin's Creed series is so crazy good, or at least crazy popular, and everybody is just, and they're remaking Rayman, I mean, how do you go from that to making basically a dating game?
Well, I'll tell you how. You stepping stone off of CSI, Crime Scene Investigation, Fatal Conspiracy.
You're, hey. You're forgetting Academy of Champions.
Yeah, that's true. I did overlook Academy of Champions.
Oh, wait. Hold on a second. Fit in six. I mean, you can get fit in six.
You can literally get fit in six.
What does six
probably
mean?
Probably decades. Your average gamer, probably decades.
Probably decades. Family Feud. Forget about it.
Yeah, right. Family Feud. I mean, I guess Ubisoft just sucks. I don't know. That's what I'm getting from this. Yeah, okay. We've got some other stuff we're going to talk about.
Ubisoft, here's a fan, all right? You don't need to bring basically shovelware and just stupid ideas to the Wii. Like, look at Red Steel 2 did great. Like, look at that. Look at, you guys made No More Heroes 1 and 2 this past year. You made No More Heroes and then No More Heroes 2 came out earlier this year, or last year, excuse me. I mean, why? And luckily, I forgot to mention this, it's only apparently coming out in Europe. We dare. I forgot to mention that. But, I mean, let's be honest. We are all just craving to have We Dare in the States.
I'm disappointed now.
I mean, we're craving to have We Dare in the States. So, I mean, we'll get it. Don't worry.
I've always wanted to have one of my gaming parties end in an orgy. I always think it's going to happen. It always gets right up to the point, you know, where, like,
then everybody's saying, just like
ripping your belt off.
Then everybody's just like, we got to go.
Yeah, I got to go. Dial it back just a little bit. Try to frag here. It's not sexy time when
Jesus.
I'm fucking getting my halo on. Okay, so I guess there's some speculation about a Modern Warfare 3 countdown clock online.
On Friday, I read on both Destructoid and Screw Attack, and I believe Escapist too, that Modern Warfare 3 was going, like, there's a teaser trailer out, or there's a teaser website out there right now that I believe it's called Makarov. I'm not entirely sure about it.
Oh, I'm definitely not going to go on it right now.
But, I read it and it says there's a teaser trailer and it's just a countdown. It's called findmakarov.com.
Yeah.
And it's counting down what looks like days until it will be announced. And Activision actually came out and said that the Modern Warfare 3, that people like talking about it, it's actually a hoax. And I mean,
well, yeah, this is from the Escapist magazine post there that apparently an Activision spokesman told VG247 that the site doesn't have anything to do with Call of Duty. The quote was that there's going to be nothing revealed when the clock expires and anything else is a hoax.
And I mean, coming from people who like, coming from a game industry where you're told that things aren't going to happen, David Jaffe said there won't be a Twisted Metal be coming out for the PS3, and you got, who is the one guy? Oh my god. I'm losing it here, but I can't remember what else it was, but I believe it was for, maybe Sony released some SOCOM news early or something? I'm not sure, I can't remember. But, you guys all remember that in Modern Warfare 2, Makarov shoots you in the face at the end of the controversial No Russian mission. So, I mean, I'm sorry. The game's been out for about 2 years.
Nobody played the campaign.
You went online.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I don't understand how it can't be, unless it's like Call of Duty Makarov. I mean, what else is it going to be?
I don't know. I mean, I guess it could be.
But there's really, honestly, we might as well just wait until the timer runs out and we'll find out. But
yeah, I mean, yeah, I guess it could be, you know, like a super hoax. Like, maybe they're just trying to deflect attention so people won't, I don't know, I guess won't get excited about the game. That's pretty good marketing. Just making people not get excited about your game.
Hey, that's what people do. All right.
Yeah.
They tell you to not get excited about your game, and then they won't buy it.
Yeah.
Oh, wait.
You don't want to sell.
Yeah.
Oh, wait.
Wait a minute.
Okay, so, I mean, I guess that's pretty much all we got.
So, that's,
Yeah, but that's a little gaming news for you, so we could come up with off the cuff. I'm going to be totally honest, we wanted to do a roundtable this weekend, but we couldn't get the numbers, so Thief and I are back and, like, holding it up.
We tried to make sure that we at least got something out there for you guys, because it's been a while since there's been a voice.
Yes, so that, I mean, that's what we do, is when all else fails, just shovel shit.
and it's the only way you're going
to
get anywhere.
And you guys are the benefactors, you guys are going to be able to enjoy that shit.
Speaking of which, if you guys end up liking this, make sure to comment either on the page or even just message one of us. I mean, I'm pretty sure that we have some form of messaging on there, correct?
Email. Yeah, I mean, they can comment, and there's our emails listed too on the page.
So, I mean, if you guys like this, then definitely show your voice, and we'll see what either in control or I can do about it. I mean,
yeah, for the love of God's fuck, I mean, this whole thing is supposed to be about, like, reaching out to the gaming community and having you guys, like, kind of interact and hearing your opinions, doing the stuff, writing about the stuff that you want to write about, but we won't know what that is until you tell us. So, you know, we'll do our best to, anytime someone suggests, like, hey, an article idea you guys should do, we try to get somebody on it and, you know, get people looking at it. So the stuff that you guys want to hear, like, you know, what you want us to do more of, what we can do better, that's all good shit. We want to hear all that. And yeah, I mean, this is like, I've said this on the Paranerds podcast, I've said this on posts on the website, but, you know, we don't get paid.
Nope.
We're doing this out of love, so show us some back.
I mean, anything, you guys definitely comment. I mean, even now, thank all of you for even listening to us, right, like reading our articles, everything like that. We appreciate all the views and everything that you guys have given us. We're only hoping to get bigger and grow as time goes on.
Yeah, we're gonna learn Dutch because apparently we get fucking a million views from places.
That's so?
Speak Dutch. Yeah. So I'll look on fucking the webs, the Fidget feed sometimes in the
sweet
places. There won't be an American on there.
Oh my god.
Let's look at it right now while we're let's bring that up. It's interesting. We can share that with our fans. Watch, it's gonna be tough. It's gonna make me look like I'm full of shit. Like everybody's from Kansas.
Kansas, who's from Kansas? Come on. I'm just kidding. We
really
love Kansas.
Really nobody. Oh, we're yeah, see, alright, now I look like an idiot. It's
yeah.
All, we've got one from Canada and one from the European Union. Like,
and
let's see, let's go back a little bit, though.
Let's check this bad boy out here.
I really do think that we've had some fun.
Brazil!
Oh, we got Brazil, we got a bunch of UK.
Canadians. We love you Canadians out there.
Yes, shout out to Canada, you're totally the best country that's north of us.
Hey, Australia.
Yeah, some Australians.
Is that Russia?
What the fuck flag are you?
I don't know.
Venezuela. Sorry, Venezuela. Oh, totally. There we go. There's Denmark. There's a Denmark. Kuwait.
No way.
Kuwait. Really? Another Denmark.
I didn't know you guys had video games.
I didn't know you guys had internet. exactly one German in the past 20 hours. I knew that you guys had internet. I just didn't know that you could use it for not propaganda. I knew. Come on. Come on now.
Come on, guys.
All right, well, that's the bottom line. As much fun as we're having, we're going to cut it here.
Definitely.
But, yeah, keep it real, keep it with the community, and keep dropping us comments. And by keep, I mean start.
Yeah.
But, yeah, peace, gamers.
Peace.